18-year-old Diggy Lessard is a senior at Woodstock Day School, and he has created just about the coolest senior project that we've heard of, Modern Vaudeville. We'll tell the story of James Hurst's The Scarlet Ibis through music, dance, and comedy in a one-night-only variety show at BSP Lounge in Kingston, New York, on May 22nd. The event will benefit Woodstock Day School's music program, and Diggy joins us now along with his father, Stefan Lessard, who just happens to be the bassist for the Dave Matthews Band, which is pretty darn cool in and of itself. So, Stefan and Diggy, very nice to have you both with us. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So, Diggy, let us begin with you of how this particular project came about.
I've always had a huge passion for performing. Ever since I was little, I watched my father perform. You know, I had an opportunity this year, my senior year, to do something really special and spend my entire year focusing on something I was passionate about. And so I decided to put on a big show. And, you know, I started hearing about vaudeville, this early 1900s performance style of a variety show. And to me, that just sounded like the ultimate performance.
Yeah.
So I decided to take on a variety show of my own and try to make something a little more modernized. And that's kind of where the idea for this came from.
Okay, so what is your modern variety show?
So Modern Vaudeville is a variety show that tells a story through a variety of acts and performances. The modernized part of it is that it has rock music as opposed to classical music, which was very popular.
Sure.
The stand-up comedy is relevant to today's pop culture. And we have a lot of acts that are just very well-known in today's music scene and culture scene.
So in other words, it's something that you as an 18-year-old would actually want to go see.
Yes, absolutely. I hope so.
It focuses in on your interests.
Yes, absolutely.
So how will the evening unfold?
So the show will, the doors will open at 6:30 p.m. and the show will start at 7 p.m. And patrons will find their seats in the back room where the show will take place. And it starts with narration of the story. So in between each act is a little bit of narration of the Scarlet Ibis to connect everything together.
Yep.
And so it'll start with the first line of the story, and then immediately the band will come in. That's my band with my dad and my other musicians. And we play a song, and then we get off stage, and there's another narration, and then the magician from Ripley's Believe It or Not comes on, and so goes the night.
That's very cool. All right, so let me parse this a little bit, and I'm going to ask a version of this question twice.
Okay.
First to you, and then to your dad. One, how cool is it to be in a band with your dad?
Oh my goodness, I can't really even explain. this is a huge thing for me. I mean, I've been so inspired by my dad my entire life. I mean, music is such a huge part of my life, and it's a huge part of his life as well. And we really connect on that level. And I've never had an opportunity like this to really play with him and really, you know, express ourselves musically together. And so to be able to do this in front of my peers, in front of my family, it's really a big deal for me.
And so I'll ask you, Stefan, what is it like to be in a band with your son?
Since Diggy was a little kid, I've been recording with him, home recordings with him. And helping him with his own tunes when he first started writing songs. I think maybe the first one of his own was probably when he was 7. I've always been like able to play with him at home, but we've never done anything in front of an audience together, and we haven't really played in the past 5 years together. And Diggy has improved amazingly in those 5 years, I think. So to be asked was an honor, and it was also really exciting to be able to go into this playing Diggy's original music, because coming from a band where original music is so important, it's great to see Diggy going down that path as well. So, I mean, there's many different factors at play here that this is going to make this for a pretty awesome performance and gig in general, and the music's pretty killer. So to be able to play bass on top of this awesome music that Diggy's been writing is is also in its own self is going to be a lot of fun.
And what is your instrument, Diggy?
So my instrument's guitar and vocals. So
nice.
I sing and play guitar.
That's great. And it's been fun writing the music, I assume.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, give me an idea of the chronology of the band. I've been a huge Dave Matthews Band fan for a long time. But so are you older than the band, or is the band older than you?
The Dave Matthews Band?
Yeah.
No, the band's much older than I am. My dad joined the band when he was younger than I am now.
Wow.
And they've been, and so he's been a part of it since the very beginning, and they've been going on since then.
And so, Stefan, I apologize for this question in advance, but how does a guy get to be in one of the most popular rock bands in the world and produce a kid this cool and normal?
Well, yeah, thank you.
Because from what I read, that's against type.
You know, Diggy has always been an amazing kid and always, you know, just showered with love around him. My band that I play in comes from a place where music and family is very important. And most of the guys in the band, as well as myself, have kids. And so it wasn't hard to be a dad necessarily in this band. We were gone a lot and we always move around. But it's those times that we're with each other which are important. And I think that in the music we play, there's a sort of positive message behind that as to living in the moment. And so in general, hopefully that by spending fun moments with my son throughout the years, has created, and also he's come out to see our, you know, he's seen the way we do music, and the way we do music is a little different maybe than a lot of the more mainstream cultural pop acts, or the bands in the 90s that didn't make it for one reason or another. So hopefully that also rubbed off. But I think, you know, Diggy has worked very hard throughout his life to achieve his goals, and he's always had goals. And I think that love that he has for music has really powered him through his life so far, and continues to do so. And it's great to see a child who has so much passion and who can dream so big and actually be able to reach for their dreams. And I think as a parent, the most important thing is to do the same. You try to reach for your own dreams so your kids see you also sacrificing things for them, but they also see you sacrificing things for your own dreams. And, you know, that's always something that I've tried to show Diggy.
Yeah, that's very cool. When I hear you say that the band just did different things and was different in sound and approach to other bands, pop bands in the 90s, I'm curious, Diggy, as to what you see that difference.
Oh,
I
yes,
assume.
Definitely.
So for you, what is that difference?
Well, I've gone to various musical concerts. I'm loving music. I like to go
sure.
see my idols. And I've... Seeing my, and I've stood backstage at some of these, you know, some of these artists, but seeing my dad's band perform, there's a certain level of connection that they have with the audience that I have never seen in any other band. And that goes farther than just singing the words to the songs with each other. It's really something really special. You really feel as if the audience is part of the band and the band is part of the audience. Being a performer myself, I think the connection that a musician is able to make with his or her audience is by far one of the most important aspects of music in its own. And so I think that Dave Matthews Band does a really, really unique and incredible job of establishing this connection.
Now, and I know exactly what you're talking about. If people are not familiar or have not seen the Dave Matthews Band, well, first of all, you should change that. But second of all, let me ask you, Stefan, because you guys come to you come to Saratoga every year. You'll be there on the 15th and 16th of July this year. Is that just seems to be now? I've seen you all over the place, but that to me seems like a different show. Is there something that when you go to a place that feels like home, that it is somewhat different?
You know, David Byrne wrote a great book called "This Is Music," and One thing that he described in that book is how music is circumstantial to its environment surroundings. It's much like everything else on this planet. And so certain places contain certain sort of an environment that will produce a certain type of show. Saratoga Springs is one of those places. First off, the Northeast is a huge fan base for us.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of people to just come to those shows. And then Saratoga, being in a park, it feels like you're in a park. And so a summer night in the park is a place that can inspire creativity. Plus with Saratoga, it has an extra seating level, a balcony that sits higher than the field and then the seats under the actual amphitheater. So you have an extra level of energy coming back to you on stage from the audience. All that combined, and knowing it's another sort of mecca-type place for our fans in the area to come see our shows, we generally typically play long shows. Another thing with Saratoga Springs, I believe, is that you do not have a curfew.
We used to. I think we got rid of that.
And so the curfews actually allow for, they can cap a show when the band might still be kind of hot. And our band plays different songs every single night, and we'll audible calls if we feel something's either not going right or we want to put another song in. If the audience is chanting Halloween and we decide to give it to them, we can do it on the spot. And not having the restrictions of a time limit also helps with that. So I think there are certain places across the country, Alpine Valley, Saratoga Springs, the Gorge out in Washington State,
yeah.
Those are the places for this band that really kind of showcase what we really can do at our highest level.
And there's also that geographical pull, right? Because, I mean, Dave Matthews grew up in the Hudson Valley from my understanding and talking to him. And you live there. So, I mean, there is that pull of the valley as well.
True. We recorded our first two records up there as well. So
yeah.
There's a connection to the area for us as a band. And working up there in Bearsville and Woodstock, the first two records, we were younger back then, and it, you know, a lot of special moments happened during those years in Woodstock. And so coming back to the area in the summertime is by far, and Saratoga Springs is just a beautiful town to be in the summer as well.
Dave Matthews Band at SPAC in Saratoga on the 15th and 16th of July. Meanwhile, Modern Vaudeville will be at the BSP Lounge in Kingston on May 22nd. And as we mentioned, music, dance, and comedy. Are you graded on this? Do you get graded on this?
No. I'm graded on my ability to put this together and do it. But as far as the actual show goes, it's just
okay.
All for myself.
All right. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, that's the best part, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
right.
But it is a project and sort of putting it all together and making
yes.
sure that it actually comes off.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. And so what else can we expect? It's going to be great music, great comedy, great magic. You have
great
a juggler.
Fire dancing. Fire dancing, yes.
Very cool.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm assuming you meet some interesting people on the road.
Very interesting people, yes. Yes.
that could be used in a vaudeville.
Of course.
Yes, absolutely. Very cool. Well, all of this happens on May 22nd. It's at the BSP Lounge, a benefit for the Woodstock Day School's music programs. And for tickets information, you can visit woodstockdayschool.org/modernvaudeville. woodstockdayschool.org/modern-vaudeville, and we will have that link posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Diggy Lessard, it's a great pleasure to meet you. I thank you so much for coming in and for doing all this very, very cool stuff. Very
thank
nice
you so
to have
much,
you
Jess.
Here.
Pleasure
and
to meet you as well.
And Stefan, congratulations on all your great work, all of the great music, for your great kid, and for being on the program this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it as well. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks so much. Again, you can find out more information wamc.org or also woodstockdayschool.org. Stefan and Diggy Lessard, again, thanks so much for being with us. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.